7th day of September, and it's not ironic, it's just an on-time situation about what was just mentioned in the testimonies and everything else, just the things that are going on. I want to talk to you this morning about I'm coming out.
Thank you for confirmation,
God. It's not permanent.
Oh,
Jesus. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. I'm coming out. It's not permanent. That's really what I want to talk about this morning. I was thinking about how the blessing of God, how he said it in his word, that the blessings will overtake us. I would like to think in my own life and for some things that was going on in my life that I said, man, this can't be no permanent situation. But I realized and understood through his word and through life, just life, in that it's something that I had to do on my own.
Yes,
sir. In order for these things to happen. The blessing, when the blessing overtake you, you have to understand it means to catch up with and pass you while you're traveling in the same direction.
Yes.
So when the blessing overtake you, what it does is wherever you are, I want to help somebody this morning. Wherever you are, the blessing has been commanded. I commanded. You can read it in the Bible. He said, I commanded the blessing. And what the when he commands the blessings, Sister Boone, is that wherever you are, the blessing catch you, right? And it'll pass by you, and it'll wait for you to get to where the blessing is going to be. Because the blessing is about to overtake you. I'm coming out of this. It's not permanent. So the blessing, it travels in the same direction that you're going. And sometimes we be on the wrong trajectory, or we be on the wrong path, but that doesn't stop the blessing from following you and going to the destination that God intends for you to go. And the detours you got, you will find your way, glory. You will find your way back to where you need to be going.
Yes, that opportunity.
Because I read in the Bible, I think it's in Jeremiah somewhere, he said, find the old way. And then this is what he said. He says, walk therein. He said, walk therein. You might be on another road. That ain't the right road. But that doesn't negate the fact that I'm going to command the blessing, because I heard your cry. I see what you're going through. I see the struggles that you're going through. And I'm coming out of this, but it's not permanent.
That's right.
Huh? My money might be strange a little bit right now. The kids might be acting up a little bit right now. But this situation that I'm in is not permanent. So when it talks about in the word about the blessing overtaking you, what it does is it catches up with you. It passes you while you're traveling in the same direction. And once you get there, the blessing is already there. Are you with me now? Somebody say it's not permanent. So I really want us to grasp this principle of receiving the blessing by, and this is the interference right here. Somebody said this is the interference. It's the poverty mindset. It's the poverty mindset. We will never be able to experience the blessings of God with a poverty mindset. People of God, the poor will always be amongst us. And I can give you some scriptures. Deuteronomy 15 and 11. Y'all write these down. Deuteronomy 15 and 11. Deuteronomy 15 and 11. Matthew 26 and 11. Mark 14 and 7. I'll give them to you again if you missed them. John 12 and 8. Let me give them to you again. Deuteronomy 15 and 11. Matthew 26 and 11. Mark 14 and 7. John 12 and 8. Right?
Yes.
And you can read those scriptures. It's just, it's the same thing that is letting us know that the poor will always be among us. And yet that does not have to remain your permanent condition.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Staying in poverty, here it is a choice. Having a poverty mindset is a choice. Circumstances may have placed you there, but doesn't have to keep you there. See, I know that being poor or having that poverty mindset is not a predestined thing that God planned when he was creating the universe and creating us in his image and in his likeness. I'm creating you to be in my image and my likeness, and I got cattle on 1,000 hills. The gold is mine. The silver is mine. I make the wind blow. I control the water. I control everything. And you to me to tell me that God predestined you to be poor? That, somebody say, that's a mindset.
That's a mindset.
Are you telling me I'm a part of the kingdom, the kings of kings and the lords of lords? And you telling me that you created me to be poor?
Yes.
The devil is a lie. See, that's a mindset. I want the blessing to overtake me. I want it to catch up with me in my current position, in my current condition. I want it to catch up with me, pass me, and be waiting on me when I get there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So, when you think about this, he didn't predestine us to be like this. This thing, this predestined thing that God planned when he was creating the universe and creating us in his image. And the last time I checked, God doesn't have a money problem.
He doesn't.
The last time I checked. And I don't care how much money who got. I don't care that Elon Musk got $144 billion. I don't care about Warren Buffett. I don't care about Bill Gates. I don't care about Jay-Z. I don't care about Beyonce having all that money. They cannot beat God. They cannot outgive God.
Thank you, Lord. They sure can't.
You can't beat God. Because he's God.
He created
money.
He is
the money. He is the source.
He's all that.
He is the plug. He is the plug. Huh? And so, Deuteronomy chapter 5, you did park your car there, right? I know it's some limited parking outside because the parking lot is crowded. But Deuteronomy 15, parking space, we reserve verses 4 and 5. Let's read this.
I thought you said Deuteronomy
15. Verses 14. Now, I gave you a reference scripture with the poor always be among. It's still on the same thing. Because we're trying to address this poverty mindset. Because if the blessing going to ever take you, if you got a poverty mindset, he've already commanded the blessing and the blessing waiting on you.
Right.
But if you stay in the poverty mindset, you're not going to ever meet the destination.
Right.
I'm
going
to stay right here.
Stay right there.
I'll get my check every month.
And I'm good with that. So Deuteronomy 15, and it reads, there must be no poor people among you, because God is going to bless you lavishly in this land.
You say Deuteronomy 15.
Yeah.
Verse 4 and 5.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Oh, you got a different reading.
Yeah, I got a different reading.
Okay.
They might not all read the same. But it's the same thing.
Okay.
Are you with me now?
Yeah.
Okay. There must be no poor people among you, because God is going to bless you lavishly in this land that God, your God, is giving you as an inheritance, your very own land. But only if you, here it is right here. But only if you, he's telling you how to get it.
That's it.
He said that. I don't want no poor. He said, I'm setting you up. This is what I want to give you. I want you to live lavishly. I don't want you struggling. I want you to be a good steward. He said, but and you gonna receive this because I'm God. I'm setting all this up. I got it all set up for you. He said, but in order for you to be a recipient and to be able to experience this lavish lifestyle that I want to give you, he said, this is what you got to do in verse 5. He says, But only if you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, diligently observing every, some commandments.
Now,
he said every commandment that I command you today.
Yes, yes.
Your blessing might be thrown off a little bit because you might not be diligently listening to what God is telling you to do.
Yes.
You might not be diligently listening to what God is telling you to go. You might not be telling you, listening to God was telling you to sacrifice.
Yes.
You might not be listening diligently. You might still be on your own thing. You remember when the serpent came in the garden and he said, surely your eyes will be open and you'll be just like God and you can do your own thing. Maybe you might be still on that. But if you want the blessing, somebody say, I want the blessing.
I want the blessing.
He says you have to listen obediently to the voice of God, not Sister Butterbean, not Evangelist Betty Wright, no pain, no gain. I'm not listening to Betty Wright. I'm listening to the voice of God. I'm not listening to all those different stuff they be talking about. Oh, he deep, he sound good, he preaching. No, I'm listening to the voice of God. And he says, when you do that, and you diligently, I'm looking at it. I'm meditating on it day and night, observing to do his every commandment. Then, only then will I be. And oh yes, God, your God will bless you just as he promised. God is not an advocate of poverty. There is too many Christians operating in a poverty mentality while the world is living in abundance.
Thank you.
The problem is this. Their eyes haven't been enlightened.
Mm.
Let's go to, I'm going to give you the scripture.
That's good.
Let's go to Ephesians 1 and 18.
Yep.
Ephesians 1 and 18. Ephesians 1 and 18. Ephesians 1 and 18. Give you a chance to get there. Praises are still turning. Give you a chance to see this. I want you to see it in the scripture. Yeah. I knew this was going to be a good one. Ephesians 1 and 18. Yeah. Are you there?
Amen.
And it reads, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So when they're enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The actual word riches in this verse is translated literally meaning money, possessions, abundance, valuable bestowment. It is too many of us that doesn't understand our inheritance. As sons and daughters of the kings of kings and the lords of lords, is a life free from want and poverty. If I'm being obedient and I'm diligently observing every commandment, I can go ask my daddy for whatever I want. I'm a part of the kingdom and he takes care of his kingdom.
Yes.
If you're outside of the kingdom, you're doing it on your own anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say it all the time. If you want a car, you want a house, go get a job. He rain on the just as well as the unjust. It's set up. If you know how to handle your money and be good stewards and live within your means, you're not going to be struggling. Some of us, our money is a little short and we still got to pay for this. Stuff is increasing, terrorists, all this kind of stuff is happening in our world. But God gives us the ability to understand how to handle things because we're plugged in with him.
Yes.
Not only that, when I see that my daughter or my son is short, I'm going to open up a door because they're listening to me obediently and they're observing and diligently observing all my commandments. I don't have no choice but to bless it because I can't go against my word.
Cannot go against it. Won't go against
you know you're preaching today.
It's not permanent. We just got to learn how to line up and let our eyes be enlightened, because it literally means money, possessions, abundance, and valuable bestowing. I'm not no prosperity teacher, but I talk about what God says in this word. I'm not trying to get no money from you because I'm telling you what you can have. You can read it for yourself and know that God did not predestine you to be in poverty. But he knew that people were going to be lazy. He knew people were going to go their own way. He knew people were going to make bad choices. He knew people was going to miss have the money. And that's the result of them being in the position that they're in. But in order for the blessing to overtake you, you got to do your part. Somebody say, I got to do my part. You mean to tell me Big Daddy, your daddy, our Father in heaven, Abba Father, he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills, and you eating soups instead of hamburgers and steaks? And he, the one that went off course, he's still waiting on it. Because the Bible says that when he showed back up, the Father was looking from afar off. And when he got it, he put a robe on, not no just on any kind of robe. Ain't talking about no Walmart robe. He had a nice robe with the stitches in it. And not only that, he put a ring, he put a signet ring on it. Boy, you're a part of the kingdom. And we're going to give you something to show you what you're a part of. And then he told him, don't go get no baby can, but go get one of them big cornbread, one of the ones that been grazing in the field. Go get one that we eat steaks today.
Whatever it is.
Are you with me now? Your father got everything. And you mean to tell me he's not going to take care of his kids?
Yes.
Even the wicked how to take care of them. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Even the wicked, they bring the toys. They flip and dope and clean. They got cars and shoes. They got so many shoes, can't even fill up them. They got different cars, go cars and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Even the wicked.
My God.
He ran on all of them.
Know how to bless. Know how to bless the kids. Huh? Know how to provide for them. But we sitting around thinking somebody done did you wrong. When you can get up and get out and do something. Huh? You got to get it. He created. He's a creator. He can give you ideas and you thought, that ain't going to work with that old poverty mentality. I don't know. I guess I just accept this. I'm struggling. I guess I go buy a case of suits. They think they something else. Let me go get a dozen of eggs and mix that up.
Oh God. You said, well, God is too big for that.
Huh?
Yes, I got our dad is bigger than
2 Peter 1:3. Let's get on and get through with this.
2 Peter.
I gave you the scriptures that you can go to and read and show other folk when you do your Bible studies or fellowship. 2 Peter 1:3, where it shows you that the poor are going to always be amongst us.
Yeah.
Right? Can I give you a revelation?
Please do.
Okay, here it is. Thank you. The revelation is this. Even though he knew that a lot of people was going to deter and even some people were going to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, even at the end, when you go to Revelation, he sent the plague, he sent all that kind of stuff. He sent the four horsemen, he sent the two men, all that kind of stuff. The scorpion, he sent all that. They still. Because he's still trying to get his chosen people to come in. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
But when you think about this, he knew that the poor was going to be amongst us because of the decision that they made to place him in that position, right? And it became permanent to them, but their eyes weren't enlightened to let them know that this position that they're in, it don't have to be permanent.
Right?
But actually, Jesus said, they talked about it in the Bible, they said that he became poor that we may become rich. Here go the blessing. Because there's no poverty in heaven.
None.
So I reckon that your poverty stuff that you're going through, I reckon that the suffering that you're going through, I reckon that the suffering of this present time cannot compare to the glory that shall be revealed in you. Because when we get to heaven, We live in lavishly.
They got
fluorescent floor. You can look through the streets. Yeah. It's paved with gold. Yeah. They got pearly gate. I'm talking about real pearls. I'm talking about the top of the line. Jewels and all gems and stuff. And the conditions of the weather, you never see darkness. Because there's no darkness in him. Glory.
You see what I'm saying?
So in your poor condition, you're going to automatically become rich.
Yes.
But Jesus left where he was rich at, and he came down here where he was poor at. And the reason why he came down here for where he's poor at, so that we can become rich.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Showed us how to become rich.
He was showing us how to become rich when he walked around. And was showing us how it goes. He was discipling us, preparing us to go where it's rich at. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it was, I would have never told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. I came down here to show you the way. Now I'm going back to where I came from. And he said, but I'm going to come back and get you. But let me leave you with something that show you how to live this life right here. On this earth, you can still be balling and doing your thing. And then when you get up there, you're going to really find the true riches.
Yes, Lord.
Are you with me now?
True.
2 Peter 1:3. According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Here it is. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue.
Amen.
It's through the knowledge of him. In other words, I'm going to teach you how not to be poor. Man, that's good to me. I don't know about you.
Yes, sir.
I just gave you the revelation. And then we come back with a scripture. In other words, I'm going to teach you how not to be poor. Does putting in gas in your car pertain to life? Having a car, house, food, clothes, education, land, etc. I think that all the above pertains to life. And why would he not want to provide those things to you? Why are you struggling? I can't come up with that right now. I ain't got no gas. But you are part of the kingdom and you ain't got no gas, but you psyching yourself out. You already know how much money. Quit putting $5 in there. Just go on and fill it up. Crunch the numbers. Oh, ain't nobody going to say nothing.
Fill it up. Fill it up. When it get on half,
fill it up.
Yeah.
Fill it up.
Fill it up.
And then you have to learn how to deal with the gas. You got to learn how to control the gas. You got to learn how to use the gas. I'm not filling it up so I can flip corners and go up and down avenues and running roads and everywhere. Every time I turn around, I'm in it. I'm driving. I'm rolling. I'm teaching you how not to be poor. So now, this shoulder drank a lot of gas. Yeah, drank a lot of gas. Cause every time you turn around, you riding around town. Are you with me now? Quit going in the refrigerator all day. You just ate some snacks. You just ate a hamburger. You just ate some cereal. You just ate. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. I'm trying to help. Somebody, it's not permanent. I'm coming out of this thing, boy. Yeah, you don't need no new pair. You don't need no. You got a closet full of stuff. You mix and match, flip it around. Go get you some accessories. So what is Avon? Mix it up. You don't need no $1,500 pair. You don't need no $1,500 watching. You don't need all that right now. You. What I'm trying to do is maintain right now so I can get to the true rich.
Okay.
Because the riches the money you squandering out on riches down here. It's gonna rot and rust away. And it's gonna go somewhere, it's gonna be in the ground, they're gonna dirt on.
I'm gonna get somebody else.
So poverty is a choice and people choose to live in it. God already knew that people were going to become accustomed to living in it. And to live in it means that you're thinking you can't see yourself coming out of it. But when your eyes are enlightened and you begin to get the knowledge, then and only then will you come out of it.
Come on,
I want to give you a few things as we get ready to close.
Because
I think we got the point across.
Oh, yeah.
I want to give you a few things that people, you got to be mindful of this, that leads to poverty. I want to give it to you. I'm going to give you some scriptures too.
And the name of this, the title to this is?
I'm coming out. It's not permanent. We already know this top of the line right here. Failure to work will keep you in poverty. Let's look at the scripture. Let's look at some scriptures now before we get ready to go. Let me see. Let me get to my Bible. Proverbs. Let's look at some of these good scriptures. Proverbs. Chapter 14, verse 23. Let's look at that scripture. I think that's it. 14 and 23. So, a person who fails to work, of course, you're going to be in poverty. You ain't got nothing coming in. You ain't working. Because when you work, it says in Proverbs 14 and 23, in all labor, there is profit. But the talk of the lips tended only to Panera.
Yeah.
You just be talking.
No action.
You just talking. You're not putting you ain't putting nothing behind. You know what Panera means? Extreme poverty.
Ooh.
That's what Panera means.
Oh my God.
See all that talking about it? It only leads to Panera. Panera is extreme poverty and destitution.
My God.
That's what this scripture telling us. Huh? You see what that scripture told us?
Poverty and what, Pastor?
It's extreme poverty and destitution. Poverty, destitution. That's what it leads to. It says, let's read it again. In all labor, there is profit. I'm going to make some money. If I go to work. Huh? But the talk of the lips tended only to Panera. Panera, P-E-N-U-R-Y, means extreme poverty and destitution. In other words, you broke.
All the time.
You in poverty. You can't make ends meet. You can't buy nothing. You can't buy no food. You can't buy nowhere to stay. You're not working. So if you're not working, you ain't making no profit.
Yeah,
and if you ain't making no profit and you just talking about what you wish you had,
it's defeating the purpose.
It's defeating the purpose. You just talking about when you going to be about it. When you going to do it.
Yeah.
Huh? So how about get rich quick schemes? Can lead to poverty. Because I'm taking my hard money that I labor with to make profit, and then I'm investing in people. Oh, yeah, man, we're going to do it. And they hit them Ponzi schemes and I forget what they call it. And, the water and all that, falling for that nonsense. And next thing you know, when you get what, them pyramids and all that. Let's go to a scripture, though. 21, Proverbs. See, Proverbs is a wisdom chapter.
It's a wisdom thing.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 21 and 5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. It's talking about a get-rich-quick scheme.
Yep.
That's what it's talking about. You're going about it in the wrong way. You ain't going to make it. How about fantasizing about wealth only leads to poverty? I'm just, let's look at a scripture. Can I give you a scripture?
Yeah.
Proverbs 28 and 19. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. But he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Huh? What about? Let me find another one. Who in here like to sleep?
To sleep,
oh, no. Don't let it come to a sleep, but what?
A dream.
Proverbs 20.
My daddy Joshua told me that years ago. He said, I don't come to sleep but a dream. I said, okay.
Work while it's day, because at night no man can work. You got to be busy. You got to get busy. I ain't saying, oh, work up. Yeah, it's we got an allotment of time that we use to designate for sleep. But sleeping all the time, you ain't doing nothing. I ain't going to work today. I'm sleeping. Come on now. You ain't going to make no money doing that. 20 and 13. Let's look at it. It says, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thy eyes and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. In other words, get up and go to work.
Boy,
ain't God a man? Look at these scriptures. Yeah. He letting us know.
How to.
Just laying around, just lazy. Don't ever want to do nothing. Just lazy. Don't want to work. Man, why you always work? Why you mean why am I always work? Because I don't want to be in poverty. That's why I work. Yeah. I work so I can go buy. If I want to go eat some steak, I'm going to go eat me a steak. If I want to go buy me a car, if I want to put some rims on it, if I want to put me a steak, if I want to buy me some gear, if I want to buy me. Are you with me now? Because I get up and I go to work.
And you're a workaholic.
And I work. And I work. I work. So, I mean, poverty will keep you from the good life. Can we look at a scripture? I'm just giving y'all some scripture. I found these was a blessing looking for these scriptures.
You are doing a great job.
21 and 25. These are some good scriptures. Man. 21 and 25. I mean, poverty will keep you from the good life.
And that's what the devil wants.
He don't want you to experience these blessings and being in relationship with God and listening to God, obediently listening to God and diligently observing all his commandments. He don't want you to do that, so he wants you to be slothful. Look what it says in 21:25. The desire of the slothful killeth him. For his hands refuse to labor. I love him. He had at the house out. That was some young girls there. He at the house out there playing video game while you at work.
Yep,
ain't working. He refused to labor. He driving your car. He ain't doing it well. And then when you get your income tax, let me flip that. Flip what? So he gonna buy that other girl something from work? Man, if you don't get out of here and go get you no job, you can't. Nah, man, you cute. I thought you got potential, but you don't work. You ain't bringing nothing to the table with me.
Besides a fork.
Yeah. You ain't doing nothing for me. You coming over here thinking that you are out of the, and I'm already over that little 2 minutes you give me. Can we be grown?
Yeah,
you ain't coming over here for 2 minutes. You ain't bringing nothing to the table. 2 minutes. And then you ain't got no money, you ain't got no car, then you playing video games, you 40 years old, you still playing video games, then you all in the mirror, you standing in the bathroom long enough, you using all my cocoa butter up and cream up. I mean, that slopiness is killing you, bro. Are you with me now? You ain't bringing nothing. I could be over here, man, eating suits by myself, man. You ain't bringing nothing to the table.
When you
You ain't bringing nothing to the table, man. You can kick rocks, man. Hey, you know what? And then I'm going to give you two more. I got a list of them. I was just going through this, finding them. Poverty will limit your circle of friends. You got to be selective with your friends anyway. You want hang out with people that like you, that got the godly mentality you got. Them are the people you want to hang around. So you can go out, y'all can be in a group and go out and minister to those that got that mentality, that poverty mentality, and enlighten their eyes with this word. Enlighten them with your lifestyle. Enlighten them because they see how you roll, right? Yeah. You inspiring them, right? So, 19:4. Man, Proverbs is amazing.
They be like on point.
Yes, they do.
19:4. Wealth make it many friends. But the poor is separated from his name. The rich have many friends and the poor have none.
That's it.
They don't want to hang around you. You ain't got nothing. Man, you go over there. Hey, man, you bring something to drink when you came over here? You ain't got a bottle of water? Yeah. I ain't going back over. What's the name? I ain't going back over Junior and them, man. They don't never have that refrigerator empty. but why are we talking about it? That leads to the last one.
Yes.
Let's go to Proverbs 11:24. Huh?
Yeah.
There is that scattered and yet increasing, and there is that withholded more than is met, but tended to poverty. Failure to give will lead to poverty.
Y'all who we
ain't
with.
Huh?
Yep.
I keep it all to myself. I ain't trying to help nobody. I ain't trying to give to nobody. I ain't trying to help. He said if you give to the poor, you'll never lack.
That's what he
Come
said.
On, Pastor. That's
you'll
what
never lack. They're going to always be amongst us. But they could be in that condition, but they could have that relationship with God. Their eyes just haven't been enlightened.
Yeah.
And they could be but they'll make it to the true riches.
Yeah, definitely.
But you were flaunting your new car, your clothes, and snaring your nose up because you stink and all that kind of stuff. You won't give them a sandwich. You won't buy them no water. And don't worry about what they're going to do with it. If you ain't going to go to the store and buy them a Big Mac and fries, well, if you worried about it, if I give them the money, what they going to do? Go in there and buy it for them and bring it out.
That's it.
Just get them the money because whatever you do, that's between
Let them do what they're going to do with it. If you don't want to go buy it and stand in the line, and put it on your order and add to yours, go ahead and give them $20 and let them go on about their way. You know, that might be a good school. Man, this made me cry. I was going in the store. We're going to get ready to close. I was going in the store, and it was at the dollar store on 82nd Street, close by my house. And I was walking in the store, and it was a guy right there. He had a basket, and lo and behold, it was neat the way he had everything in his basket. And he was bent down by his basket, and he was tying his shoe. And when I was walking, I got close. He was right there by the door. When I got close to him, I said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He said, "Man, I'm doing pretty good." He said, "Hey, man, do you think you can give me Dr. Pepper?"
Oh, that's all you want.
He didn't want nothing then. I said, "That's all you want, man?" He said, "Yeah, I just want, I would love to have a cold Dr. Pepper."
Oh.
That's all he wanted. He didn't know no drill. He didn't ask me for no money. He didn't ask me for nothing. I asked him, how was he doing?
Yes, you did.
I initiated the conversation,
yeah.
But obviously he pulled up to where he knew the Dr. Peppers were, and hoping, man, I might get a Dr. Pepper or somebody buy me one.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what God got us for. He knew that it was gonna be somebody like me, or even after me, or before me, that was gonna buy that man a Dr. Pepper.
So he placed him right there. You go stand right there and watch God.
I hit her up and went in there and reached to the back.
Yeah, the cold. The cold is the biggest one.
Guess what I did?
Yeah.
I didn't get in one Dr. Pepper.
I got two.
I got in two. Go! Yeah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I got him what he wanted, but I gave him two of them. I don't go around telling folks what I did, because they say when you bless somebody, don't let you write it. No. He said, because when you tell somebody, that's your blessing. But I done already got my blessing just for blessing him. Because
yeah.
I never told nobody.
Yeah.
I done blessed folks I don't know how many times, and I don't go around telling what I did for folks.
Because
that ain't none of nobody else, folks. I ain't trying to make myself look good. Because when you make yourself look good, that's your reward right there.
Reward, right?
That's what you get. He said, but when you bless somebody in secret, God gonna bless you openly.
You
bless
that man with more than enough. He asked for one, but that's how.
But he got two.
That's how God.
But what I'm saying today is we don't have to stay in the positions that we're in, people of God. When you ready, he said, you got to know that I'm coming out and that this position that I'm in now is not permanent. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about on today.
Amen.
May God bless you. May God keep you. Here's my prayer.